Now we return to the record with Mr. Miller on cross.
Mr. Miller, I believe a moment ago you testified that one of the materials of which you considered in preparing your determination was a response to a statement of legislative intent by the City Council. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'd like to ask you to look at that, just an extract from that response, which I'd like marked, please. That's Exhibit 1.
This would be Exhibit 4.
4, I'm sorry. Let me make a note of that. Sorry, Joe.
No, you're good.
Prepare an extract, because this is a long document. But would you agree, first of all, were you involved in the preparation of this document?
Yes, I was.
And would you agree that this was a response from the SDOT to a request from the City Council about strategies for employing micro-mobility devices in the city right away?
Yes.
Okay, and when was that request made to the department, please?
I can't remember the exact date.
Well,
or the
was the response from SDOT returned to the City Council in June of 2019?
The date on the front of this is June 2019.
And do you remember making a presentation to the City Council about the document? Were you involved in the presentation?
No.
But you're familiar with all of the document. If you'd look at page 22, please. Was this table a summary of next steps which the department proposed to the City Council as avenues for pursuing the implementation of micro-mobility devices in the city right away?
The Table 3 title is Summary of Potential Next Steps.
So you would agree these were potential next steps proposed by the department?
No. I don't think they were proposed. I think they were named as potential steps.
Would you, I'll rephrase that. These were potential next steps.
Yes.
All right. Would you look, I've marked it, I hope it doesn't distract you. In the right-hand table, it says potential next steps. And on the right-hand column, the third bullet down, could you read that bullet, please?
Conduct pilot programs to test emerging mobility options before launching any large-scale permit program.
And then what was happening next?
Develop a shared e-scooter pilot program underway.
Now, would you agree with me that the SSP proposes a program of 20,000 e-scooter devices in Seattle?
Objection, leading.
I beg your pardon?
Objection, leading witness.
I thought it was cross-examining.
You're right, withdrawn.
No.
Well, then perhaps you can clarify what the SSP is if it's not proposing a potential program of 20,000 e-scooters in Seattle.
Proposing a potential program of combined 20,000 bikes and scooters.
All right. Now, Mr. Examiner, that's a subject I'm going to return to in a minute. It'll either do it now or we can take it up in a minute with some other materials. But that's Mr. Miller's answer for now, so I'll move on. Now, down the page a little bit, I marked another thing for my own benefit that I hope it doesn't distract you. Could you read the bullet that says training for law enforcement?
Prior prioritize proper training for law enforcement related to emerging mobility, ensure equity in enforcement.
Now, if you would, could you please flip back a little bit to the page I've extracted, page 15. And am I correct that this is a tabular summary of the characteristics of particular micromobility devices that was prepared by the department?
Yes.
And could you go down the left-hand column to the reference to e-scooters?
Yep.
And what is an e-scooter?
At the time of this writing, an electric motorized foot scooter that is designed to be stood upon and generally has 10-inch or smaller wheels.
And what do you indicate is the top speed of such a scooter?
20 miles an hour.
And where, as matters then stood when you prepared this table, were e-scooters allowed to be ridden in Seattle?
On the roadway.
Were they allowed to be ridden on sidewalks?
No.
And what about e-bikes? Were they allowed to be ridden on sidewalks or not?
Which class?
Class 1 and 2. And to clarify that for the examiner, what class were your shared bikes in the e-bike program? Were they class 1 or 2?
They were class 1.
Class 1. So the class 1 e-bikes in your bike share program were allowed to be ridden on sidewalks. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so this was the material, some information you provided to the city council and that you just testified you'd taken account of, correct?
I was part of the team that wrote this, yes.
Okay. Now, you testified about the checklist and the program, and you said the program, if I recall, involved the permitting of e-scooters in Seattle. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, you failed to mention in that that it also involved a code amendment, did you not? Or perhaps you're that you overlooked it. Did it also involve an amendment to the Seattle Municipal Code?
Yes.
And what did that... Well, first of all, under existing law, without respect to this code amendment, were motorized scooters allowed in bike lanes?
No.
That may have been on the table, it might not. So prior to the code amendment, an e-scooter of any kind was not allowed in a bike lane, correct?
That's correct.
And so a portion of the SSP that's covered in the checklist and in the DNS was a code amendment. And what did that code amendment do, please?
The checklist covers the SSP and the code amendments, so it's not a portion of the SSP.
Fair enough.
The code amendment would, one of them, city will request an SMC Chapter 1146 amendment to allow motorized foot scooters to be operated on bicycle lanes and public paths, but not on sidewalks.
So that made no change with respect to sidewalks, but it made a significant change, or a change, I won't characterize it, with respect to bike lanes. Did it not? Because theretofore, or absent this code amendment, e-scooters would not be allowed in bike lanes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, you testified that you had spoken to various people with respect to the proposal, correct?
Yep.
And did you talk to the Seattle Police Department?
Yes.
Set of notes, I believe, that was produced by the city. And Mr. Downs, here's another. Thank you very much. Mr. Miller, did you meet, were you one of the people who met with the Seattle Police Department on October 22nd to discuss this proposal?
Yes.
Now, bear with me for a moment. In the first of those documents, is that your hand note, please?
Let's get clear on what you mean by first.
That's the one second. That looks like it was written in a notebook. And that was not particularly clear when in the production, but that, I believe, is Mr. Miller's notes. Is that your notes?
No, they're both a bit unclear, so I'm still not clear which one you're referring to. There's one that's a photograph, and one that is headed with a communication.
I'm referring to the photograph, Mr. Taylor.
Okay, that's marked Exhibit 5. The other document is marked Exhibit 6 for reference.
So are these your notes of the meeting?
I just have this one that says SPD at the top. Is that
yes.
It? Yes.
And do you recognize the second document, which was someone's notes of the meeting?
I don't have that.
Did I give you an extra?
No.
What I'm asking you is if you were present at the meeting, and are these notes of the meeting which you refresh your recollection of the meeting or with which you're familiar?
This first document?
No, the second one.
The second document? I'm not familiar with this document.
Who is, Does the meeting, does the document appear to reflect the meeting on October 22nd and appear to reflect your attendance?
Yes.
Do you recall being at the meeting?
Yes.
I see that there was a Captain Hirak at the meeting. Is that correct? Do you recall his being there?
Yes, he was there as assistant chief.
He's the assistant chief of the Seattle Police Department.
One of them.
All right. And do you recall who the other people were there from the Seattle Police Department, and can you help the examiner understand who they were, please?
I don't remember exactly what their roles were. There was a person there from traffic and one of the precincts, and that's what I can recall.
Now, the document would seem to suggest that Mr. Hirak made a comment about wrecks on roads. Is that, do you recall his having made such a comment?
I see it in the notes. I don't recall that directly.
And you don't recall that that was a topic of conversation?
I recall that being a topic of conversation.
Can you help me understand what the what the conversation was?
From what I can recall from one meeting in October, I don't recall much detail of the topic of conversation regarding wrecks on the road. I remember it being mentioned as there could be collisions.
Going back to your handwritten note, which is hard to see, but I think you'll make out a note you made with respect to resources, something to the effect of short on resources or something like that. What does your document say?
My document says staffing very short.
Was that your staffing or SPD's short staffing?
That was referring to Seattle Police Department.
And does the same topic appear to occur in the other document?
Yes.
Now, there's a reference. I've given you my copy of the documents. I'm operating from memory here. Possibility of Seattle Police Department providing enforcement assistance, something about a couple of officers. Perhaps you can refresh your recollection or suggest what the note suggests.
I'm going to object to the extended calls from speculation on
behalf. Well, perhaps he can remember. Do you remember a discussion? I'll restate the question, Mr. Miller. Do you remember a discussion about the possibility of the Seattle Police Department providing resources for enforcement?
Yes.
And what do you recall the Seattle Police Department said?
They were very under-resourced, and they couldn't commit to any sort of enforcement.
Any kind of enforcement?
From the police department.
Now, there's a reference there, I do believe, to Mr. Pasichanik's. Who, please?
Alex Pasichanik is the manager for the mobility programs team at SDOT. That's within the Transit and Mobility Division. I respond to him.
You report to him?
Yeah.
Do you report to him or do you report to Kelly Rula?
Kelly Rula is on maternity right now.
On October 22nd, who did you report to?
Kelly Rula.
And Kelly Rula reported to Mr. Pasichanik?
Yes.
To whom did he report?
He reports to the Director of Transit and Mobility, Candida Lorenzana.
And to whom does she report?
She reports to Deputy Director Karen Melanson.
And to whom does she report?
She reports to Director Sam Zimbabwe.
Okay. Now, Mr. Pazuchenik suggested, I believe, if the notes reflect the conversation, perhaps you'll recall, that SDOT would try to supply the police department with some information on bad riding behavior. Is that correct?
I can't remember exactly what Mr. Pazuchenik said.
Now, at this meeting on October 22nd, did you meet on the further occasion with the Seattle Police Department with Captain Herrick to discuss this program?
No.
Now, you'll have to bear with me for a minute because this is going to be difficult. On October 22nd, did the SSP contemplate a program in which e-scooters would operate on all the arterials of the city of Seattle? Yes or no?
I'm trying to remember timelines in my head.
I can give you some help with the timelines if you like.
Sure.
On October 14th, did Mr. Stephen Winkler prepare a draft of a document which came to be called the Scooter Share Memo, which discussed the state of your planning for the SSP?
Mr. Winkler did draft that memo. I don't know the exact date.
Are you familiar with the memo?
Objection, Your Honor. We've been going down a line of questioning here that initiated with Mr. Miller's statement that he had consulted with other agencies. Now we are off into a foray about memorandums between SDOT staff members, so it's beyond direct.
Well, I'd like to indicate what the relevance of this is, Mr. Examiner, because it's critical. And I'll just have to describe to you the facts that would bear out. These are the facts. This program planning began with a direction from the mayor in May. We get into that later or not. It was taken up by the department in August, and these documents can be discovered. There I am. Mr. Winkler was hired in the beginning of October to assist Mr. Miller in preparing this these proposals. On October 14th, the internal memo proposed that the scooter share program would not allow riding on many of the busiest arterials because they were too dangerous. And associated with those arterials, the scooter share program would provide for riding on sidewalks. And that was, and I'll have those documents if you'd like to see them. And I'll use them to test Mr. Miller's discussion of what's in the checklist. That proceeded, and they met with the police department on October 22nd, and they met with other agencies as well. On November 12th, these memos were exchanged with the mayor's office. And on November the 12th, Mr. Helmbrecht in the mayor's office wrote within the mayor's office and said, because of the upcoming SEPA deadline, we have to make decisions about the program. On November 13th and 14th, meetings in the mayor's office were held. And as a result of those meetings in the mayor's office, the SSP was substantially altered. And there were complicated reasons for that, in which Mr. Miller can testify because he must be well aware. And by November 15th, it was apparent that the planning for the SSP that theretofore had disallowed e-scooters on arterials and allowed scooters on sidewalks was substantially altered. That date was probably November 14th or 15th. That was 8 days prior, 8 business days prior to the filing of the DNS. There was no code amendment. The code amendment that is in this document was drafted by Mr. Chang on, I believe, November 20th and 21st. It was reviewed right up to the top of SDOT, and it became the foundation of the code amendment. That was the first time in the preparation of these materials that this provision arose about no scooters allowed on sidewalks, because theretofore the plan had been to have scooters on sidewalks because it was necessary to put scooters on sidewalks where the bikes would be disallowed. If this is a little convoluted, it was not easy to figure out in the documents, but this is the facts. Now, the relevance of my question to Mr. Miller is that when Mr. Miller met with the Seattle Police Department on October 22nd, the plan in Mr. Miller's mind was that scooters would be disallowed on the busiest arterials of Seattle. This is the materiality and the relevance of the maps that I've shared. That then turned on its head, because from November 15th on, the code amendment changed all that. And one of the reasons why it's going to be very difficult for the city to establish an evidentiary basis for the checklist is that the program changed November 15th. Now, to go back to the questioning to Mr. Miller, my next question is this, because it turns exactly on what he knows and I know. Mr. Miller, after October
20th, pardon me, give me a very long.
Let me let you absorb that.
There was an objection.
Yes.
What's your response?
My objection is that.
No, the objection's already been stated. You need to provide a response.
My response is that Mr. Miller will answer, I do believe, that there
the
was.
The objection is that your question is not related to what he raised on a direct.
He raised on his direct examination that he had consulted with the Seattle Police Department on the SSP.
Okay.
And because the SSP was not the SSP until November 15th, I would like to ask him whether after October 22nd or November 15th he ever consulted with the SSP.
And how is that related to what he said on direct?
Because he testified that he had consulted with the Seattle Police Department on the SSP on October 22nd. The facts are that the SSP to which he consulted was not this SSP. And that is because between October 22nd and November 15th, the characterization within SDOT of what this program would mean for the arterials was utterly changed with respect to the materials which the October 14th memo will show were the most dangerous arterials for e-scooters in Seattle.
And I'm going to object on the basis of relevance as well, Your Honor. The checklist
let me rule on the first objection first. It's reasonably related to the testimony that's provided that he consulted with this agency. The line of questioning I'll allow, and so I'll overrule that objection. Now you're stating a new basis for a different objection.
Yes, Your Honor, and its relevance. The checklist was issued December 2nd, and according to Mr. McDonald's timeline, there was a change in where scooters may or may not operate. What's in front of you, Mr. Examiner, is the code amendment that's reflected in the checklist and the checklist itself. So that interim period of things change or do not change is irrelevant, because what's in front of is what was considered on December 2nd.
I believe the examiner overruled the first objection.
Yes.
And with respect to the second objection, let me say this. I can restate the question as follows.
If you're going to restate the question, then we don't have to go through the...
Insofar, Mr. Miller,
so you're withdrawing the question and restating it.
As the SSP described in the checklist was the topic, was it ever, insofar as it involved the code amendment and the significance of where scooters would be ridden, which in the checklist is stated to be the entire city, I do believe, did you discuss that with the Seattle Police Department at any time after October 22nd? Did you have any further discussion with the Seattle Police Department after October 22nd?
To clarify, you ended that with, did you have any conversations with Seattle Police about this after the 22nd of October?
That reflected the substance of the checklist and the SSP as it is before us today, allowing scooters to be ridden on every arterial of the city of Seattle and on no sidewalk in the city of Seattle.
I didn't meet with SPD after the October 22nd meeting.
And when did you meet with them?
I didn't.
You did not? Did. Right. Well, I think I'll let that go for a moment and move on to your discussions with... I do believe you testified that you had had consultation with Metro. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have one more question about the police department. You testified that your review with other cities around the country was a part of your consideration of the development of the program and the preparation of the checklist. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm not going to go very far down this avenue because it's a rabbit hole, but in connection with your discussion with the police department, could I ask you if you're familiar with this?
Basis of both the direct and the relevance and the light of questioning. We're now in Los Angeles. In terms of police enforcement in Los Angeles, that's pretty far afield.
I would respond that he testified that enforcement was an issue that they had raised with the council previously when I asked about the statement of legislative intent. I have asked about what he was told about enforcement capacity at the police department, and he testified they were very short on resources. He has proposed a code amendment that says no e-scooter riding on sidewalks. I can go back and generate the evidence internally, which says that was part of his peer review to the document of Five Scooters Metro Foundation. Los Angeles was one of the peer review cities. I'll leave that foundation to the EP. And so it seems to me what was going on in Los Angeles with respect to an e-scooter program, where no e-scooters were allowed on sidewalks, which was requiring a substantial police resource, which was a matter of public disclosure during the period that they were developing their program, suggests to me a very relevant question about the consideration that had been taken of the capacity of the police department to involve itself in enforcement of this SSP, and which all goes fundamentally to the question of the impact on public services, which is critical to this checklist. So I would suggest, I'm not offering the 50 of these articles, but one article to ask if this was a consideration that he reviewed from his peer city review with respect to the program and the matter of police enforcement, which is at the heart of the checklist, public services. And I'm only going to ask him if he was familiar with it and then shared it with the police department.
The number, the size, none of that matters. I just need to, it's the relevance to what you mentioned. So I understand the basis of relevance. But I don't recall him specifically stating, and I'd have to ask the witness, have you introduced testimony about reviewing other jurisdictions and how they functioned as part of this proposal that you have with the city of Seattle?
Well, it occurred
from my notes, and I did not. I said that named a number of agencies. I did not name other cities.
I do recall the agency discussion, and I remember there was a review of what other cities did with the previous witness, Portland. But I don't recall this witness speaking to a review of other jurisdictions.
That's what my notes reflect, too.
Well, I know that, but notes suggested that experience with peers with other cities had been a factor in designing the proposal. That's my recollection.
Well, since I don't know what was in the record, I'll allow it for this question. You probably have to restate the question at this point.
Well, at this point, the question is, in the course of, let me leave the foundation. You did testify that you met with the police department. You did testify that you didn't meet with the police department after October 22nd. I think we have established, or I will establish, that the SSP that Mr. Downs refers to as the SSP in front of us, it was not program that was in place on October 22nd. So the question of when you talked to the police department is important. In your conversation with the police department, I believe you testified to the position of the police department that they were very, very short on resources for enforcement of the program. Was that correct? And then my question is, had a document like this, a newspaper article like this, prominently discussing the enforcement issues in Los Angeles about sidewalk riding of scooters, been in your contemplation at the time of your conversation with the police department, or did you ever refer an issue like this with the police department in your discussion of what would be needed?
Objection on the basis of misstating evidence. Mr. Miller did not say that SPD resources were very, very short. That did not come out of his mouth.
I'm sorry.
All right, and I do need to ask you to restate the question anyways. You tried putting two questions in there, so you can just ask a single question at a time without restating his testimony.
Were you familiar at any time in the preparation of the checklist with this article?
No.
Were you familiar with the experience of Los Angeles in enforcing the requirements of the e-scooter program operating on sidewalks?
Yes.
Well, on the strength of that, I'd like to ask that the exhibit be admitted.
Objection, Your Honor. Mr. Miller cannot testify to the
sustained. Yeah, I'm not going to allow it. He already said he's not familiar with it.
Yes. Now let's talk about
I never got a copy of it anyway, so.
Pardon me?
I never got a copy of it either.
Okay. No. Metro.
Mr. Chairman, there's some house cleanings to do with these exhibits.
We do have some exhibits that have not been admitted yet.
Oh, well, could we move anything to the your exhibits?
I will object to exhibit six being entered into because Mr. Miller cannot authenticate this document.
Okay, we have exhibits 4, 5, and 6. Any objections to 4 or 5?
No objection to 4. No objection to 5.
4 and 5 are right. And my objection has been raised with regard to 6.
And with respect to 6, I'd like to suggest that Mr. Miller used exhibit 6 to refresh his own recollection of the meeting which he attended. And let me try to authenticate it. Mr. Miller, do you know who produced that exhibit, the one that's the typewritten notes?
No.
The interrogatory answer indicated it was prepared by Mr. Winkler.
Mr. McDonald, it is what it is. It stands for what it is. I will allow it with what limited information it stands on the record.
Thank you. Okay, bear with me half a second. We shuffle into the Metro. Did you attend any meetings with Metro, Mr. Miller, regarding the program? Or Metro in some transit?
I have attended meetings. I can't remember when they were, if they were more recent or if they were a year or more ago. I do know I didn't attend all of the recent meetings.
We'll get to the recent meetings in a minute. I'm talking about a meeting in September of 2019.
Do you have a question for the witness?
Yeah, I'd like to find the meeting notes. Are you aware there was a meeting in September with King County Metro?
It doesn't surprise me.
Could you answer the question more directly, please?
Am I directly aware of a meeting in September? No.
Well, let's talk about the recent meetings. You have talked about the coordination with Metro in preparing the checklist, is that correct?
In my testimony, I said the shared scooter program did consult with Metro.
Now, are you aware that in the week that the DNS was issued, a very significant issue arose with Metro regarding the shared scooter program?
No.
If that's your answer, versus impeaching it out, I would like to ask you to look at this document. And you'll see, because I've marked it, that you were CC'd on this memorandum or this email dated December 6th, were you not?
Yes.
And so you must be aware of the subject of this memo, is that correct?
Yes, reading it now.
And could you please tell the hearing examiner what is the substance of this email?
The substance of the email is regarding whether scooter riding is allowed in bus lanes.
And do you have any record, do you know how this issue came into the department's attention at this late point?
I recollect that Mr. Winkler, I don't know if it was in a meeting or a telephone conversation or an in-person conversation, said that Metro had questions about this issue.
Well, now, can we work that out?
I need a copy of it.
I'm sorry.
Mark it as Exhibit 7. Can you know the difference between marking and admitting?
I do.
Okay.
This has been marked as Exhibit 8.
This has been marked as Exhibit 7.
7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7.
Apologize, but we need to take a short recess. Due to the virus, I've got limited staff access, and they do happen to be available for me to have a short meeting with them right now.
Sure.
To do that, it won't take more than 10 minutes, and I'll be back
very
shortly.
I'll try to.
We have another document that is just marked 8. And as soon as you mark that, please join us. We're going off the record.